said that shorthanded goal. Did you feel that that maybe really swung some momentum in your team's favor?
Well, it got us out of a kind of a rough start, but they were good, right? So we, you know, you're always thinking you should be playing better, but they were good. They, if you looked at that Pitt game, shots are 16-16 at the 10-minute mark of the second period there, and it's a 2-1 game. So they were real good. We got moving a little bit off that. They had tied the game, but I thought that the game kind of changed maybe fairly early in the second period, but it was actually the fourth line. Gabriel Bork goes in, gets on the body, and it's our first real extended offensive zone time, and we were pretty darn good after that.
The Lowry line obviously was a big factor tonight. You made that switch.
Yeah.
Was that just a matchup type thing or just a feel?
No, you know what? Every player is unique, and they have, and that's kind of how I'm judging them. There's matchup issues, there's how the lines are playing. I just thought that, like, I really liked the way Nick Ehlers was playing early in that game tonight. I thought that line was capable a little more. They just needed somebody on the puck a little harder with them, and Matty Pearl's real good at that, right? He can get on that puck and get it stopped, and then sometimes Jack, when he plays with Adam and Andrew, gets back to a skating game, and his, like, first real good solid shift comes on a goal, but it's in that same vein. So I thought those two guys could help the other lines.
Just one more. We've seen Patrick Laine score a number of ways. The way he scored tonight, it's a move he tries every now and then. Doesn't always work, is that just another reminder of the many ways he can score?
You know what? It's a... I think there are still a bunch of things in Patrick's game that he's going to be able to pull off as he gets stronger, as he just gets older, right? And he can carry speed through the neutral zone, and as he gets more powerful with his stride, I think you'll see that idea beating a guy and then showing actually some speed. He gets up to speed. He's a powerful man. As he gets older and he gets stronger, he may be able to do more of that.
On that Kopp deflection goal that followed the Roslovic switch that you're mentioning, what was working so well in that zone to get chances from so many different angles and sides?
I thought we would, when we got good, we were fast. So any of the pucks that we got to the net that got kicked to the corner, we chart our first touches, who touches the puck first, and we weren't particularly good in the first period with that, and then we were very good with that. So we weren't over-seaming the puck, as we call it. You know, we weren't slowing down to find a seam play. We were kind of speeding up and just taking the first shot was there, and some chaos came from that. But our first touches were real good in the second.
And one of the things you've said you're proud of this group for is playing the same way, never letting arrogance sleep into the game with such a quick string of very nice goals like that. Is there anything you've got to do to temper that moving forward to Detroit?
No, you know what? We knew in the first 10 minutes of that game that we were going to have to get better, but I think there was lots of confidence that we would, right? That we everybody kind of knew we were a little slow moving the puck, a little slow getting to the puck, and they were quick. And they played hard right through that game. I know we only put up four or five shots in the third period, but I liked our third period. You know, the guy that quietly had a great game tonight was Mark Scheifele. And we always notice when he gets, you know, a goal and two assists, or he puts up 3 points, he gets credit. But I think he bought his wingers time to get into that game because it was fast for both those guys early. He was under pucks, battled pucks out, got pucks deep. He almost played a quiet game, which is what it demanded. I'm really glad that he scored because he deserved to have something good for him. I liked the way that we played the third period. We were trying to score, but it didn't turn. We didn't look. The game plan didn't change, for me at least, with what we were doing with the puck in the third to the second. We did it right.
Reasonably quiet game for Laurent Brossoit tonight, I suppose.
No, I don't think so. I thought early in that game he made a bunch of really big saves, and there were some that missed the net, and he battled. It got quiet. I would agree with you that maybe on the sum you would say he didn't have a tremendous amount of work, but he was really important in that game early on. And didn't get the shutout. He's had some bad luck with some unusual things happen to him. Man, we owe him a dinner.
There's a play, not even a play, it's just in the third period where Detroit's coming up the ice, and Patrick Laine makes a
yep.
quality back check.
Right, and Kyle Connor kind of did the exact same right. thing, isn't it? Yep.
So it's a 5-1 game, I think. Yeah, 5-1 game at that point. And, I mean, Marat talked about it. I mean, there's that just to keep the same level consistency of play.
Right.
I mean, is that obviously that's what you want to
that's
see.
That's everything.
What does that say about?
That's everything, because a simple rule in hockey, the puck's in your end, your D get hit, and if the puck's in their D get hit, right? And any time the forwards, because they don't have to, right? It's 4-1, 5-1. We're feeling pretty good about where they're at. But every time we can help on the way back to our end, it takes pressure off our defense. They're not getting run through the boards. So all of those, there were a bunch of really good back checks in there, just knocked a puck down, kept it from getting deep in our end. And I think our defense liked that an awful lot.
Well, Hellebuck basically has no expectation that he's going in anytime soon. Is that a pretty difficult situation to be put in?
Yeah, there's no, I mean, he had absolutely no idea. There wasn't even a guy, you know, a goalie down for a minute or two. That's a tough spot to get into for sure. I think he had a little bit of fun with it. Wasn't great for the stats, but.
Similarly, of quirks, I mean, Nick Ehlers takes a chop to the face, and he keeps the gloves on, things like that, leading up to that Mark Scheifele. What were you thinking in the moment that led up to that play?
He's not getting another one. Unless he has no choice.
Paul, what's the biggest area of growth you've seen in Andrew Copp's game?
He's always been positionally right. Right from the very, you know, the one game he played his first year. But now he's faster than he's ever been, and his hands are developing. I mean, he can make plays. So Andrew's got a real unique brain for the game. He picks up an awful lot on the bench. There's just no video to show the guy defensively. He can come in and talk about plays without having seen the video. So he has that advantage, but he's like all these young guys. Now he's a man now, and he drives now, and he's for a guy that maybe doesn't skate like Kyle Connor, let's say, he's a quick player because he reads it. He's ahead of it, and it's he and Adam. You can see it on our penalty kill. It's not just offensive things. I mean, they're anticipating where the puck goes, so he can play a quick game. But I would say he's added another step to his game, but his hands are developing for sure. He's got some confidence in making plays.
Do you think that goal was going to count?
I did.
Yeah.
No, I did. Based on, I feel anyway, a lot, quite a bit more certainty on where the calls are going to go, because unless it's obvious, the call on the ice stands. Right now, had it been a trapper over top, then I think that one gets called back. But it wasn't sealed up. It's a blocker. You can't truly cover that puck, and it was loose. So I felt that I would have been surprised if they pulled that one back from us.